grandmother, and good evening, everybody. We can start this year. Okay. Left off last week, I think. On the top of Chris and Chris. Chris and Alex.
Chris.
The Gemara is discussing Pshat and a Pasuk in Parshas Bo in connection with Korban Pesach. So the Pasuk says, if a person has a child who's not yet, you know, not only Korban Echelayach, but not only if you yourself did not, a Jewish man didn't have a Bris Milah, he's not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. There's a Machlokes Rashi, and Tosfos says it's only a Mesu Echav, even if it's Mesu Echav Machmas Milah, even if it's not his fault, he's medically not allowed to perform a Bris Milah. The Rashi says, still, he's against the Din, he's not allowed to put himself in Sakhana, still, he's not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. The Rabbein and Tam, and Tosfos disagrees, and thinks, no, if Mesu Echav Machmas Milah, then he's not mechuyev to be mal. You're not mechuyev to be mal is like mila tov shmeina. I think Mara had a shayla later on in Perek Ha'aril and Yevamos. What if you have a kohen has a little baby boy? The baby boy is 38 days, so they can't do the bris yet. They can't do the bris mila to the 8th day. That's called orlo shalom. It's important to say. So the Bavli has an evay the way of shita. But he permitted that such a little baby can't eat any truma, he just drinks and mothers. But the din is that a kohen is not only allowed to eat truma, a kohen is permitted to use shemesh al truma to shmir on the body. So a non kohen eats or drinks truma, he's a violation of an Israel. Is it on the body? It's also a violation. Nearing onto the body. Get everybody to be moving. Or hear everybody's voice. Can I please ask everyone should mute themselves if they want to stay at class in the middle. So we won't hear everybody's voice. Okay. So we have a din sicha kishtia. When you smear oil on the oil gets absorbed into the pores, that's like drinking wine of truma. Just like a zar, just like a non is not permitted to eat truma, not permitted to drink truma, not permitted to do sicha because sicha kishtia. It's also like drinking. But what if you have a little baby? So the baby 5 days old. A baby boy, 5 days old, he wasn't yet gemal, you're not supposed to do this. So the Gemara has a shayla. He's a kohen, the father's a kohen. He's an aro. He's considered, is there a shame aro before the Yom HaShmini? So in the Bavli, we mentioned last week, in Bavli, it's an abayah delay shita. The Rishonim quote, the Rambam and all the other Rishonim, Shalmi is Toish. Shalmi says that before the Yom HaShmini, it's not considered an oral. There's no chiyuv to be gemal yet. So that's what the Rabbi and Tam disagree with that. What if the baby is a child, there's a kohen who's already a few years old? But it's a suffix sakhanafin. It's Mesu Echa Machmas Mila. It could be that there's been a baby. And you're not allowed to be mala baby because of the suffix akana. So just like a cotton oral, before the 8th day, there is no chiyuv to be mal him, so he's not called an oral. He's about 2 years old, but also, it's connected that you're not allowed to be mala. I've been in the machine, he says that oral. Yes, Jeremy. that's a please mute themselves. I can't control them. We can't continue to mute them. Did I please mute themselves so we'll be able to continue? I can't. We can't learn like that.
Can't you mute everybody else? Can't the host mute everybody?
I don't have control. I don't have control. Okay, we'll try. So again, to get that if a person is an RL, yes, but you want to please mute themselves.
Shmuel's iPod, that's the only one that's not muted.
Let's see, maybe it's muted now?
No, who's Shmuel's iPod, that's the only one that's not muted.
We'll see now, maybe it's straightened out. Okay, we'll try. So again, so we have a pasuk in Chumash that everyone has to eat Korban Pesach, men, women, and children. Everyone has to eat Korban Pesach. But if a man is an oral, he's not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. So just like a baby, before the eighth day, the Maskanas HaYushalmi is that Orlo Shalob Bismana, the baby is not yet called an Oral. The baby is only called an Oral once the Chiyav is Chal. Before the Chiyav Mila is Chal, so he's not called an Oral. So the Rabbi Natan is of the opinion that even if it's after the Yom HaShmini, but it's a Sofik Sakana, he has a heart condition of whatever. So the Din says that he's not allowed to be Mal himself. It's because of a Sofik Sakana. So that's like Mila Tertzmana. Also, so he's not called the Norol. Alright. So Machlok is Rashi and Rabbi Natan. But he's called the Norol or not. So now the Pasuk has a... Hello? Yeah. So now the Pasuk has another din, a second step. That if parents have a child who's not Gemal, or if a person has an Eved Kanaim who is not Gemal, Chol Eved Ish Niknas Kasem Malta Osa, Oz Yochel Bo Be Odon can eat the Korban Pesach only after you are Mal the Eved. And the parents can only eat the Korban Pesach after they were Mal the child. Kolzman, they weren't Mal the child, so the din is you're not allowed to do the Bris Milo. So now the Pasuk there has an extra word. It says, Chol Eved Ish Niknas Kasem Malta Osa, Oz Yochel Bo. Why does it say, Chol Eved Ish Niknas Kasem? So Tosis points out in Bava Kamma, in the Hebrew language, there is no neutral gender. Everything is either masculine or feminine. But nonetheless, we assume ish v'kosev ish liish. All the dinim in the Torah apply equally to women, like the men, except for mitzvahs asei shas b'grama, that the women are putter from that. That we learn that from a post. Or you have certain dinim, let's say the din of yoled is the din of zava, neither, that's only for women. The din of balkari, the din of azav, is only for men. Okay, there are certain parshias that are clearly only for men. Certain parshas clearly only for women. Like there's certain parshas only for God and certain parshas only for the melech, okay. But usually whenever you have a pasuk, it applies equally to men and women. So this pasuk, v'chol eved ish miknas kesef, means eved ish. What does it say, ish? Eved ish v'lo eved isha. This din, if it wouldn't have said the word ish, it would have said v'chol eved Niknas Kesb and Mata Oso as Yachal Bai, then you would have thought it applies equally to a man and to a woman. A Jewish woman has an Eved Kenani and is not Gemal, but you would have thought that she's also not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. So now that it says the word Ish, Ish Pratli Isha, Chal Eved Ish, Veloy Eved Isha, so the Gemara holds that that's ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense. So here there's a famous Kasha, Rabbi Kedegir is Mitzayan over here, to look in the Maharsha, Rabbi Kedegir, the Ilyan Hashas, on Mem Chesam and Aleph, refers it to the Mashua from later. The din is in the Gemara Kiddushin, towards the end of the first parak, the mother is not Mukhiyat B'Mila Sapei. So many Achrayim assume, just like the mother, women are not Mukhiyat to take care of the bris of their son. The father has the Chiyat, the mother doesn't have that Chiyat. So too, perhaps, questionable, maybe women are not Mukhiyat to be Malaf to have an Eved Kenani. Let's say there's a Jewish woman owns an Eved Kenani. She owned a Shivchat Kainis, Shivchat Kainis gave birth to a Vlad. So the Vlad is an Eved Kenani. So just like the mother is not Mukhiyat the Milas Adbein, maybe the women who own an Eved Kenani are not Mukhiyat the Milas Eved. So if the women are not Mukhiyat, maybe that's what the Pasuk tells you, V'chal Eved Ish. If it's Eved Isha, just like women are not Mukhiyat the Milas Adbein, so the women perhaps are not Mukhiyat the Milas Eved Kenani. So maybe that's why the women are permitted to eat the Korban Pesach, even though they didn't be Malder Eved Kenani, because the women are not Mukhiyat. So the Maharsha points out that the Gemara later on, the Afayin Aleph, says explicitly, that if the mother of the baby, wasn't Mal her baby boy, even though it's not a Chayva, that's Mutelis Aleph, the obligation to take care of the Bris Mila is only on the father, not on the mother. Nonetheless, if the mother didn't take care of the Bris Mila, so she's not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. So you see, it's not because the parent was negligent in fulfilling their mitzvah. Mother doesn't have the mitzvah. So even if one should assume that just like women don't have the mitzvah to be mal their son, so the women don't have a mitzvah to be mal their Eved Kenani, but still, it's still all the b'shus son. Even by the son, when they're not mukhiyav. The Gemara later, the Marshal points out, the Gemara later on Daf Ayin Aleph seems to imply pretty clearly there that the mother will not be able to eat the Korban Pesach. The Minhaschina quotes a whole discussion from Achrayim on this topic, and he says, even if one should assume not like that Maharsha, there's room to distinguish with respect between Milas Habein and Milas Eved Kenani. There are two kinds of Eved Kenani. The Pasuk talks about Eved Kenani Yilid Bayis and Niknas Kesef. A Yilid Bayis means if the mother was a Shivcha Kenanis, the Shivcha Kenanis is Chayevus and Mitzvahs Ki'isha, like an Eved Kenanis, Chayev and Mitzvahs Ki'isha. So if she gives birth to a boy, the boy is born an Eved Kenani. You don't have to be Malhim to make him into an Eved Kenani. Just like if the mother is Jewish, so the child is Jewish, and the mother is a Shivcha Kenanis, the Vlad will be an Eved Kenani automatically. And then that's Milush on Mitzvah. He already is an Eved Kenani. Let's say a Jewish baby never had a bris. He's Jewish anyway. He was born Jewish. In Yiddish, in Europe, they used to have an expression that when they were going to perform the bris mila on the baby, they used to say in Yiddish, Meged Yiddish in the skin. They're going to make the child Jewish. So that's not correct. Even if a baby boy doesn't have a bris mila, he's Jewish anyway. There was a big... Before the Second World War, before the First World War, there were a lot of maskilim who were rebelling against an old minig or a shita from the Gaonim. It's a question whether it's a real din or it's only a minig. If a baby died before the Yom HaShmini, baby boy dies before the Yom HaShmini. So Shulchan Aruch says that there's a minig that you perform a bris mila on the dead baby, and you give the baby a name, so he should come alive at the time of Tchias HaMeis. So the Maskilim were unhappy about that, so they felt that that's a violation of Kavod HaBrias, to butcher up a little baby to perform a bris mila and an infant that's a nephil, that's a dead, so they didn't want to do a bris mila. So the Chevra Kadisha didn't want to, said they're not going to allow the parents, the Maskilish appearance, to bury the babies in a Jewish cemetery in order to pressure them, in order to force them to observe this minute. So many rabbanim said that it's not right. Why is the child at fault? The child is Jewish even if he not performed the bris milah, because the father does not observe the meaning. So you should punish the child and not let the child be buried in Kevi Yisrael. And others held the Nachinami, that's correct, the baby is Jewish anyway, even if he never gets a bris milah. But still, in order to pressure the father to observe the meaning, you have a right to prevent him from burying in the Yiddish cemetery. Shulchan Aruch says if the Beis Din wants to put somebody in Cheirim, because he's in violation of some serious dinim, so they have a right to make a cheirim that we won't allow the children to go to cheder, this person's child, we won't allow him to go to cheder, and we won't do a bris milah if he has a baby. So what are we punishing the baby? But it says like that every day. Yeah, if the person feels it necessary. So many Gdelim held that this was necessary, to pressure the maskilim to go along with this meaning. This is a meaning from the days of the Gaonim. The Goyim learned it out from a pasuk. They and the Gemara, the Pashtus Gemara, that there is no such thing. Once it's a dead baby, so there's no mitzvah milah. In fact, we assume la halacha. Let's say the Moel performed the bris milah on the baby, and baby died because of the bris. Baby dies because of the bris. So then, not only have you violated la siritzach, you have not fulfilled the mitzvah milah. Milah has to be a successful surgery. If you cut off the orla. And the baby dies because of that surgery, so you weren't behind the mitzvah. So the baby is not alive at all. So of course it's not successful surgery. Just cutting off skin from a dead baby. So the pashtus is that there is no such din. It's only a minig. Some of the Gaonim wrote as if it's a real din, depending when the baby died. The baby died within the 8 days, or the baby died Leil Shmini. If the baby died Leil Shmini, so then the Chi of Mila was Chal already, so then you're obligated to perform the bris even if the baby's not alive. But the baby died before the Yom HaShmini, so the Chi wasn't Chal yet, like the Maskana Sayyushalmi on Orla Tosmana, that if the baby is not yet 8 days old, so the Chi of Mila didn't set in yet, the Chi of Mila didn't set in, so you can't call them an Oral. So it doesn't make sense to do it. It's not Minatera. Then it's only a minute, but if the baby died Leil Shmini or Baboker, the morning of Shmini, before they had a chance to do the bris milah, so the Chiv Milah was Chal, so then it's the Goyim right as if it's a real din, as if it were a din deraisa. So reviewing again, so some Achrayim suggest, Rav Soloveitchik thought this was an interesting suggestion. I think it's from the Makna, from the Bala Floy, that the two types of Milah by Ebuchadnezzar is Yilid Bais and is Miknas Kesef. Yilid Bayis, the mother of the baby, was a Shivchakninus. She was already, her mother was a Shivchakninus, so she was already in this guy as a Shivchakninus years ago. And she gives birth to a baby today. So then the baby is automatically a Nebuchadnezzar. And it's Chayim and Mitzvah Kiisha right away. And the Bris Milah is done on the Shmini. And the Shulchan Aruch says that the Bris Milah is Decha Shabbos, the Pashtus Bris Milah is Decha Shabbos. Like Milah Bismana, like a baby boy. Like a Jewish baby boy. So just like the women are not mechuyev in milas habein, if it's their own baby, so there's room to say women are not mechuyev in milas ha'eved either. But if it's an eved k'nayni, miknas kesef, a woman buys an eved k'nayni and she wants to be malim, because when she's not malim, he's not yet chayev in mitzvahs ke'isha. He doesn't have a kedushas eved k'nayni yet. He's still a nochri. So milas, miknas kesef, if you buy an Eved and you want to make him into a Kedushas Eved K'nayni, so that's a Milah Shel Geirus. So there, there's room to argue the point and say that even women are mechuyev to observe that mitzvah. Women are potter from mitzvahs Milah. That's when it's a Milah Bishmini, when it's a Milah L'shem Mitzvah, when the baby is Jewish anyway. Eved K'nayni is already, he's already an Eved K'nayni. When he was born, he had a Kedushas Eved K'nayni, because his mother was a Shivcha K'nayni. But if it's a Miknas Kesev, that's not a Milah Shel Mitzvah, that's a Milah Shel Geirus, and that's not Milah Bismana, that's not Bechel Shabbos. So there's room to argue the point and say that women are Mechleven at. They shouldn't have a Nochrim, they shouldn't have an Eved who's a Nochri, they should Dafke have Avodim or Chayiv and Mitzvahs. Anyway, so that's, the Gemara says that that extra word in the puzzle, Chalebet Ish, Miknas Kesev, Malta Osa Zechabo. The simple meaning of the pasuk is not only called Lora Le'echobo, a man who's an oral is not allowed to eat Korban Pesach, even Kaladish Miknas Kesem Altos has Yachaba be Adam is only allowed to eat Korban Pesach if he takes care of Milas HaEved. So the Gemara was wondering, why is there an extra word, Kaladish? It cannot mean Evedish Vila Evedisha. That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense, the Gemara says. Even if the Isha has an Eved Knaini and she didn't do the Bris Mila, it certainly is Ma'akev her from eating Korban. So what does it mean, Evedish? What is it, Memai? So there's a Machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel, in Gittin, with the Gemara refers to over here. So the background of the Machloikis is like this. When a person owns an Eved Knaini, we assume this is the language of the Rishonim. The Ramban in Kiddushin has this terminology. Ramban, the Ritvah, the basement Rosh Hashanah Ramban, that a person who owns an Eved Knaini has a double kinyan on the Eved Knaini. Has a Kenyan Mammon and he has a Kenyan Issa. A person buys furniture, a person buys a house, he buys karka, buys metal, he buys an automobile, whatever. So he owns it. A person buys a behemoth. So a person buys an Eved Knaini, let's say, so I own the Gemara has a Loshan, I own the Eved Knaini, Kishori Bahamori. You have no right to kill him, he's a human being. You have no right to torture him, he's a human being. Okay. But you own him, there's such a thing as a pilot. I own a Kenyan Mammon, and I have a right to make him work for me within reason. But in addition to the Kenyan Mammon, one who owns an Eved Knaini also has a Kenyan Issa. What's the relevance of saying that there's a Kenyan Issa and an Eved Knaini? So there are two dinim that are relevant. Number one, Eved Knaini shall Kayin is Echel B'Truma. Not only the Kayin is Echel B'Truma, Koyin ki ikne nefesh kinyan kaspo. If the koyin buys an Eved Knaini, he says, Eved Knaini shall koyin and zechol b'truma. So I own the Eved Knaini with respect to Yisra v'hetav. That's called the kinyan Yisra. And the same thing, there's another din also learned that from the Pasuk. If a person owns an Eved Knaini, the Eved Knaini wants to become a munah on a Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach unless you made up in advance. Unless you're one of the Mimunim, you have to be Mimun on the Korban Pesach before you begin the Shechitas HaPesach, before you begin the Hakrovas HaKorban. What does it mean? Mimunim, so that's a big discussion in the Minchas Chinuch and at Biskerov, a big discussion. Does it mean you have to be a Shutif in owning the meat of the Korban Pesach? You have to make a Kinyan on the Behema. Someone is Makdish Korban Pesach and I decide I want to join along with him. So I give them $25, and I say, I want to buy $25 worth a share of your Korban Pesach. Usually 10, 15 people would eat together. Should miss one Korban Pesach. Everybody has to eat one kazayis. The Rambam says, everybody l'chatchiva should eat two kazayisim. But the Eved, if you eat one kazayis, it's good enough. But l'chatchiva, they should all eat two kazayisim. So I give them $15, $25 to become a shutif in the Korban Pesach. So some Achrayim say you have to become a Shutif in Didi Mamenis before the Shechitas HaPesach. And others say no, as long as they have my name down on the list. And when they're Shechting the Korban Pesach, they have me in mind. They know me, but me Aholchem, who are the 10, 15 people who are going to eat from this Korban Pesach? That's called Mimunim. There's no need for a Kenyan. So the Menachas Chinuch has a discussion on that. What does it mean, Mimunim? So normally a person is a free agent to join with whoever, whichever group he wants, though. You have a right to pick. You want to eat Korban Pesach with this group, with the other group. They have to be Memunim. An Eved Knaini cannot become Memunah on the Korban Pesach without authorization of his Adon. He's not a free agent to pick on his own with whom to become Memunah. The Adon has to be Maskim that he should become Memunah on the Korban Pesach. So we say when you have an Eved Knaini, you have a double Kenyan. You have a Kenyan Mammon and you have a Kenyan. So what about an Eved Ivri, if you own an Eved Ivri? Two kinds of Eved Ivri. Either because of his good Maisim Tavim, Nimka Bignei Basa, he stole and he didn't have money to pay back. And he stole so much money, if he'll sell him as an Eved for 6 years, that'll be either partial payment or full payment. That's it. If you sell him for 6 years, that's more than the Geneva was worth. You have no right to sell him for 3 years or for 5 years. You only sell him for 6 years. If he stole so much, that's how much is really big in order to pay up the Geneva. If he has a little money to pay up a little bit, so you have no right to sell him for less than 6 years. So you can't sell him as an Eved Ivri. So that's a Machruhu Bezin. nimta bignevos, then as a mecheratzma, a person sells himself as an eved ivri. So the eved ivri has neither of these dinim. Eved ivri of a kohen may not eat truma, only eved kanani of a kohen. And an eved ivri of an eved ivri has the right to pick whichever group he wants to eat korban pesach, but he doesn't have to have the approval of his zadok. So this would lead one perhaps to assume that you only have the double kinyan, kinyan mamon and the kinyan issa. You only have this double din, the two kinyanim, by eved kanani, by eved ivri. There is no kinyan issa. So that's shitas hatosfos. That eved ivri, there's only kinyan mamon, there's no kinyan issa. The Ramban disagrees and he says, what are you talking about? And eved ivri is mutar b'shivcha k'nainis. Usually there's an issa deraisa of shivcha k'nainis. The pasuk says, lo yiyeh kodesh mebnei Yisrael, l'siyeh kideshim mebnei Yisrael. So the Targum Onkelos comments on that pasuk. Lo yiyeh kodesh mebnei Yisrael means that a Jewish man is not allowed to live with a shivcha k'nainis. Because since en kidushin topsin, so that's an iser kodesh. He's being mezana. Unless he kedesh, if a Jewish girl lives with an eved kanani, since it's impossible to have visas kiddushin, so that so there's an isa deraisa. So unlike the, normally, there's an isa deraisa for a Jewish man to live with a shivcha kanani. It's a din lo yeh kodesh. He's doing act of kedeshus, but if he's an eved ivri, then the pasuk says the odin is mosel lo shivcha kanani. So you see that when you own an eved ivri, has ramifications, the kinyan that you have on the eved ivri has ramifications in the area of isa v'hetta. So just like if the kohen owns an eved kanani, the eved kanani is permitted to eat truma. So that indicates that you have a kinyan isa on the eved kanani in addition to the kinyan mamon. So why not say the same with respect to eved ivri? Since the eved ivri, once you have an eved ivri, is mutar b'shivcha k'nainis. So that shows that in the area of isa v'hetta, the fact that he's an eved is relevant. So that should indicate that that there's a kinyan isa in eved ivri as well. That's the Ramban shita. So the Balei HaTosfos guessed that on themselves on the first daf in Perka Oral, and the Bayan on it base. So Tosfos thinks the simple reading of the Gemara, eved ivri, there is no kinyan isa. It's only kinyaman. So Tosfos says the halacha that the eved ivri is mutar b'shivcha k'nainis because in the line of duty, since the Odom has a kinyan mamon, and he has a right to ask the Eved to work for him. And the Pasuk has an expression, Ki mishnis chasachir avotcha. He worked twice as hard as a regular laborer. A normal person has a job. He works by yom, and he goes home by laila. He doesn't work 24 hours a day. He works by yom, and he goes to sleep by laila. The Eved Ivri is over his rabbi by yom or by laila. What do you mean by yom or by laila? You have no right to put you in. So the din is no, the Odin has the right to be mosel lo shivcha k'nainis. So since the Odin has the right to assist, he should live with the shivcha k'nainis in order to give birth to vladas, so the Odin will have more avodim k'nainim. So since it's in the line of the, that's why it's mutter. But it doesn't indicate that the Odin has a kinyanis. There's no kinyanis in eved ivri. This is a pella. What do you mean? Let's have an eved ivri. And I want the eved ivri to work for me on Shabbos to do melachas. So you say, since it's in the line of duty, because I own the eved ivri and I have the right to ask him to work for me, so I have the right to ask him to cook food on Shabbos and to build the house on Shabbos for me. Is that an isa chil Shabbos? So you have no right to. So how do you have the right to be mosel lo shivcha k'nainis? It's a pella what Tosfos answers. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a sefer Ha'oris on Avdei Miluim. Avdei Miluim is a sefer on Ebenezer that's written by the author of the Tzoyis HaKoshin. So Rabbi Yosef Engel had a problem for a while with his eyes. He said the doctor said he shouldn't read for a couple of months. He shouldn't read. So he had somebody else read for him. So they had him read something easy. So he was reading Avdei Miluim. And Avdei Miluim is very complicated. So he's reading for him the Tupel sefer, the Tzoyis HaKoshin, the Avdei Miluim. And Rabbi Yosef Engel was dictating as the fellow was reading Avdei Miluim, so he was asking him write down the following comments. So he wrote the whole notebook of comments, and then when his eyes got a little better, he was able to read. So he looked through the comments. Every paragraph had a number. He looked through the comments, and then he crossed out some of them. And this was in manuscript for many years until one of the Rabbanim in America had a copy of the manuscript, and he published it. And the numbers don't go straight. The numbers skip a lot. So whatever he crossed out, so he left out. So it goes 1, 2, 3, 11, 14, 15, 16, 25, 26, 31. He crossed out a lot of paragraphs. So in that Sefer, He'oris on the Avnei Miluim, he gives Pshat in this Tosfos. What do you mean? Since it's in line of duty of the Eved Ivri, the Rabbi Moshe Lo Shifcha Knainis, so this is, so it's not that you have a kid, Tosfos sheet this, not that you have a Kenyan Iser on the Eved Ivri, no, you have a Kenyan Iser on the Eved Knaini. That's why Eved Knaini shall kind of Zerch of the Truman, he can't become a Mun on the Korban Pesach without express authorization from the Adam. But in Eved Ivri, you have neither of those Nidim, so there's only Kenyan Mammon. But since it's in the line of duty, so there's no Isra Bo'ala ala Shivcha Knaini. How do you explain that? So Rabbi Yosef Engel suggests, because the mocker for the din of the Isra Shivcha Knaini says, Lo Yeh Kodesh with a Siyah Kedesha. So it's an Isra not to do Znus, the Hefkeris. But if he does it in the line of duty, it's not in the form of Hefkeris, so that's why it takes up the Isra. Chilul Shabbos, Chilul Shabbos, that you're not allowed to do. Or let's say the Odom wants him to become a wine taster for a parnasa, or he wants him to advertise Shatan's clothing. So he tells the Eved Ivri, I want you to walk around in the store and demonstrate all the Shatan's clothes. He can't tell the Eved Ivri, I want you to wear Shatan's clothes. It's an Issa Shatan's. It's an Issa to taste tray for wine. You're not allowed to. But the Issa Bias Nus is only if it's Derech Nus, it's only if Derech Hefkeris. The Yekodesh B'mene Issa says, since he's only doing it in the line of duty, so that's not a violation of the Issa Kedesh. That's how the Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Sefer Chosin Yosef in the Horus on the Alamon, and that's how he interprets the Tosfos. And the Ramban and the Beis Midrash Shal Ramban, the Ritva, they disagree with Tosfos. They say it's not true. Just like by Eved Kenaini, there's a double Kenyan. There's a Kenyan Mammon and there's a Kenyan Issa. So to by Eved Ivri, there's both Kenyan Mammon and the Kenyan Issa. The Kenyan Issa means that it's Muta B'Shifchak Nines. What's the difference, Allah HaMaisa, between the Tosfos and the Ramban? Whether the Heter Shifcha Knainis is based on Kenyan Iser, or it's based on the fact that he does it in the line of duty, so it's not Derech Hefkeris. So the Afkemin would be, the Shar HaMelech raises the question, this din that the Eved Ivri is Muta B'Shifcha Knainis, is that only in the event that Rabbi Moshe Lo Shifcha Knainis? The Adam wants him to be with the Shifcha Knaini in order to have lotus. What if the Adam doesn't want him to be? He thinks that it's not a nice thing. David Ibi has his eye on the Shifcha Knaini. He wants to be with the Shifcha Knaini, but the Adam didn't ask him to do it. So the Shar HaMelech has a suffix about that. So if you read the Rishonim carefully, it sounds a bit famous that's the Nakat meaning between Tosfos and the Ramban. Ramban holds that the not only Rabbi Moshe Lo Shifcha Knaini, he muta b'Shifcha Knaini, period, even on his own. Even if the Adon doesn't ask him to be with the Shifcha Knaini, the Adon is not interested in having blotus from the Shifcha Knaini. Eved Ivri is muta b'Shifcha Knaini, period. Whereas according to Tosfos, it'll only be muta in the event that Rabbi Moshe Lo Shifcha Knaini is in the line of duty in order that he should make more money, in order that the Adon should have blotus, that'll be Avodah Knaini. So fine. So we have an institution of Eved Kenaini, where there's both a Kenyan Mammon and a Kenyan Issa. Now there's an institution of Hefker. Learning out from the Pasuk, how do you know there's such a thing as Hefker? When the Baruch Hu created the world, everything was up for grabs. The whole world was Hefker. And then everybody, I grab this, you grab this, or the Mauritian grabbed, everybody grabs, so everything belongs to someone. How do you know that after you acquire ownership, you can make it back, it can return back to its original state of not having an owner? I didn't know there's such an institution of being machkir something after it belongs to you. So the Tosfos Bava Kama quotes it from the Yerushalmi. It's based on the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim that says, and whatever grows in Shnas HaShemitah, every seventh year in Eretz Yisrael there's a Shnas HaShemitah. So whatever they grow in a Jewish farm have a Kedushas Perish Shvias, and they become, and there's a mitzvah on the Adon to be machkir them. That was a big machlekes, the Beis Yosef and the Mabit. The Mabit was, Moshe Detrani was in the Bezdin of the Beis Yosef in Tzfat in the 1500s. And they had a few famous machlekes, but probably 98% of all the dinim they agreed upon. So they worked together in the Bezdin. What's more famous is the issues where they had machlekes. So this is one of the famous machlokes in the Bambit, was on the opinion that the peris that grow in Shnas HaShmita and Eretz Yisrael become Hefka automatically. The Pasuk says, HaShviyas Tishmetena Unetashta Va'okhla Yoni HaMechav Yisram Techel Chayaz HaSode. So Tishmetena Unetashta means you should allow everyone to grab it. The peris, you have to open up the fences to the field and allow everyone to be able to come in and to be Zeich HaMena Hefka. So the Mabit was of the opinion that it's Afkaita de Malka. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam declared that the peris that grow in a Jewish farm, the Mabit was of the opinion that it even applies if the farm belongs to a non-Jew. That was another machlokes they had. And the Beis Yosef held that the din only applies if the peris grew in a Jewish farm. They have Kedushas peris shvitz. Peris that grow in Shemitah in a farm owned by a non-Jew don't have any Kedushas peris shvitz. So the Mabit was of the opinion that the peris become hefka automatically, and the Beis Yosef's opinion was accepted. Doesn't become hefker automatically. Tishmetena unetashta is a mitzvah that the owner, the Jewish owner of the farm, should declare it as hefker. He should open the fences and put up a sign, everything is hefker. Many of the Shomer Shviyas in Eretz Yisrael, many people now observe Shemitah. They don't rely on Etam Mechira, and they put up signs. Everything in the field is hefker, and everyone is invited to come and grab a little amount. You can't grab tons of food. Then you're going to go into big business that's also not allowed. You're not allowed to do big business with peshvitz, but you can take what you need. Take what you need for the next couple of days. It's hefka for everybody. So the Rishalmi, and Baba Kama quotes the Rishalmi, why does it say twice, Tishmetena Unetashta? So that's a lot of times you have the Shonas Kfula. You have the Kefal Oshin and the Chumash. That's a machlokes Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel has Dibatur Kadashen Beni Adam. Just like people repeat themselves and they say words unnecessarily, so too the Torah is written Balashim Bnei Adam. The Rebbeinu Shalom dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu, the way human beings would speak. And you don't have to be so medayik every single word in the Chumash, why every word of it. And that opinion has not been accepted. We have accepted Rabbi Akiva's opinion that Lo Tibetur Kedushan Bnei Adam. There are no extra words in the Chumash. Every word, every letter has a meaning. So when you have a kefa lashon, you have a word anitanik nos and titan pasach tiftach. Here it says tishmetena unetashta. You should make the peris hefker, and you should make the peris hefker. Tishmetena. What do you need twice? So the second lashon tishmetena unetashta tells you that not only the kavod shnas hashmita is there an institution of hefker, that you have an obligation to be mafka the peris that grew in shnas hashmita in Eretz Yisrael. All 7 years, if you want to be mafka anything that belongs to you, have a right. Yesh lech netisha cheresh yikazu. That's hefker. Whenever you want, you can be mafka whatever you want. So you can be mafka if you own karka, if you own the talcum, you own an automobile, you own a television, whatever you want, you can be mafka. What if I own an ebed knaini? So ha mafka avdo, a person owns an ebed knaini. So hefker is chala nekinya moment. So the Gemara assumes the Hefka, probably the concept of Hefka learned that from the Pasuk, only applies if you have a Kinyan Mamon. What if I have a Kinyan Isa on the Eved Kenani? That's not Nitfas and Hefka. It's a different kind of a thing. A Kinyan Isa is a different kind of a bilus. It's an Isa with Eved Dikedin. So Rabbi Shmuel and Gittin, they both seem to assume Hefka would not be Chala on a Kinyan Isa. Hefka is only Chala on a Kinyan Mamon. So let's say Hamafker Avda, a person has an Ebek Naini, and he declares the Ebek Naini is Hefker. So he no longer has a Kinyan Mom, and he has no longer has the right to make the Ebed work for him. If he asks the Ebed, please wash the dishes, the Ebed says, you are Mafker me. I'm not Mukhiv to work for you anymore. He doesn't have to. But what about, is he still Mutta B'Shivcha Knainis? That's according to the Ramban, that the Ebed is not an Ebed Knaini Shal Koin. Or an Ebed Knaini cannot become a Muna on a Korban Pesach without authorization from the Adon. So let's say Hamafker Avda, a person has an Ebed Knaini in his Mafkerit, so the Hefker is not Chal on the Kinyan Isa. So the Adon still has a Kinyan Isa on the Ebed. So that's what we pass. Hamafker Avda, Yotze Lecheres, the Kinyan Moment is broken, because Hefker is Chal on any Bailus that you have. However, we pass him at Tzorah Get Shichur. Kol Zman, the Adam, doesn't give the Eved a Shtar Shichur, So the Eved, the Adam, still has a Kenyanisa on the Eved. That's how we pass. And the Mar by us quotes Shmuel, who disagrees. Shmuel learns that when this pasuk comes after Yotzei Lecheres, they netzarket shuch. We don't accept that opinion. That's why the Gemara doesn't have a tzion. The Gemara does have a tzion, but we don't pass them like this. Yeah, we pass them after Yotzei Lecheres, the Hefker is Chal, and the Kenyan Mammon, but the Eved still needs a Shtar Shichur to cancel the Kenyan Issa. And Kozman, he doesn't get the Shtar Shichur, he still can't become a Munan Karban Pesach, and he's still only Chayv and Mitzvahs Keisha. He's still only Chayv and Mitzvahs Keisha. He won't become Mechayv and Mitzvahs Keisha till the Odin gives him a Shtar Shichur to cancel the Kenyan, to cancel the Kenyan Issa. Yeah. So Shmuel was of the opinion that once you mafke the Kenyan Mammon, you have a Knaini, so the Kenyan Issa automatically disappears. You can't maintain the Kenyan Issa unless it goes along with the Kenyan Mammon. Let's say I'm an Eved Knaini, I sell him to somebody else. I'm a Kohen, and I sell an Eved Knaini to a Yisrael. Or I'm a Yisrael, and I sell an Eved Knaini to a Kohen. So I had originally a Kenyan Mammon and a Kenyan Issa. When I make a Kenyan on the Eved Knaini, the Kohen and the Eved Knaini, Bishtar, or whatever, or however, the Mishnahis tell you, when you sell, the Mishnahis and Kedushin tell you, if you sell an Eved Knaini to someone else, which Kinyonim work? So when you make the Kinyonim on the Eved Knaini, the Kinyon is made on the Kinyon Mammon, and the Kinyon is, it tags along. So that's what Shmuel claims. Whenever you mafke the Eved Knaini, just like the Hefka cancels the Kinyon Mammon, so the Kinyon is, it tags along, and it also disappears. There is no such thing as maintaining a Kinyon Issa without having a Kinyon Mammon. So that's what Shmuel understood in the passage. Chalebet Ish. Miknas Kesev, and Malta Osas Yochot Bo, that's also a din, Kenyan Issa. The Adon is not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach if he has an Eved Knaini who's not Gemalt. Why not? I mean, his ownership of the Eved Knaini has ramifications in the area of Issa Veheta. If you have an Eved Ivri, there is no such thing. Let's say I own an Eved Ivri, and for some reason or another, the Eved Ivri never had a Bris Milah, but is Jewish anyway. So there is no such thing that the Odon is not allowed to eat Korban Pesach because he owns an Eved Ivri who didn't have a Bismillah. So according to Tosfos, it's simple. There is no Kenyan Issa on an Eved Ivri. Even if you all like the Ramban, that there is a Kenyan Issa, but the Eved Ivri of a Kohen is not a Chabit Chumah. The Eved Knaini of a Kohen is a Chabit Chumah. That's based on that Kenyan Issa. The Kenyan Issa on an Eved Ivri is different from the Kenyan Issa on the Eved Knaini. It brings about different results. So the pasuk says, this is how Shmuel interprets Chalevet Ish, an Eved who has a balabas, an owner who owns it, and Dini Mammon is, then he has also the Kenyan Iser, that the Adam is prevented from eating the Korban Pesach because his Eved Kenaini was not Gemalt. But if the Eved Kenaini doesn't have a balabas and Dini Mammon, he only has a balabas and Kenyan Iser, so that doesn't exist. Eved Ish, Eved who has an Adon, who is a Balam, and Dini Mammon is, so then the Kenyan Issa of the Adon prevents him from eating the Korban Pesach. But if the Kenyan Mammon was cancelled through Hefker, Hefker is not Chal on the Kenyan Issa, but once the Kenyan Mammon is cancelled through the Hefker, so Mele the Kenyan Issa disappears. So that's Shmuel's opinion, we don't pass him like that. So how do we interpret that pasuk? How do we interpret the pasuk v'chalav ish? Why does it say the word ish? And the Gemara says, we're not going to say v'chalav ish v'lo eved isha. The Gemara held that that's not reasonable at all. So the Gemara has other suggestions here. What's the pshat in the pasuk? Why does it say v'chalav ish? Why does it say v'chalav ish? The Gemara there in Gittin has an interesting discussion. There's a whole parsha of Yerusha. If a person dies, the Yerusha goes to his sons. If he doesn't have any sons, it goes to the daughters. Doesn't have sons or daughters, or descendants from the sons or daughters, goes to the father, goes to the brothers, goes to the uncles. Hakorav korav kodim, a whole mishnayis and perik yesh nechlin. Easy dinim, not so complicated to figure out who gets the Yerusha. So the Gemara has an assumption, a very interesting assumption that's debatable. The laws of Yerusha perhaps only apply if you have a Kenyan Mammon. Have Kenyan Ankarka, I own a house, I own a lot of mebel, I own furniture, clothing. Ayon Karka Metaltalem Ayon and Ebit Kanaini, I have a Kenya Mammon. What if I was Mafkir the Ebit Kanaini, so I only have a Kenya Nisa? So Shmuel says it doesn't exist. A Mafkir Abdul Yotzel Acheris, Venetzor Ket Shikhun. Since there's no Kenya Mammon, so the Kenya Nisa takes along. Just like if I own an Ebit Kanaini, I sell them to someone else, so the Kenya Nisa takes along with the Kenya Mammon. So too, if I'm after the Kenyan Mammon, the Efka is only Chala on the Kenyan Mammon, but the Kenyan Issa will disappear also. You can't maintain the Kenyan Issa without a Kenyan Mammon. So we don't hold like that. We hold that the Kenyan Issa remains. But now let's say the owner of the Eved was Mafke the Eved Kanaini, and then he dies. So any Mammon that the Morish had, Karka Metaltalim, if someone owed him money, so everything goes Birusha to the children. What if the Morish, what if the man who just died, the rich Uncle Sam, who just passed away, all he has is a Kenyan Isur Adonavid. So the Morish has a Loshan there in Gitni, Isur La Morish Inish Libre. You can't give over Birusha a Kenyan Isur to your children. If you have Kenyani Mammon, it goes Birusha. If I have another Kenyani, so the Kenyan Mammon goes Birusha, the Kenyan Isur tags along. The Kenyan Issa goes Birusha also. But if all I have is the Kenyan Issa, because I was Mafke the Kenyan Mammon, and you go like, according to Shmuel, once he was Mafke the Kenyan Mammon, so the Kenyan Issa disappears automatically. But if you go like Rav, we passed on over here like Rav, that even though you're Mafke the Kenyan Mammon, the Kenyan Issa remains. So then the Gemara says, Eloshin, the Kenyan Issa can't go Birusha. Also, Eved ain't lo takona. The Gemara says that Eved is stuck. If the Adon, if somebody owns an Eved Kanani and he dies, so Eved the Kenyan Mammon, but Kenyan Issa go to the Orish, so the Orish takes over. But if the owner before he died was Mafke the Eved Kanani, and all he has left is a Kenyan Issa doesn't go Birusha, so you're left with an Eved Kanani who doesn't have an Adon at all. But he's stuck. He's for the rest of his life. He's going to remain in the Pechina like an Eved Kanaini. He'll be Chayvin Mitzvahs Keisha for the rest of his life. There won't be a way to change it. And he won't be allowed to live with a Yisraelis, because nobody was Meshachar him. He's going to remain till the day that he dies. He'll remain with the Kenyanis. So we happen not to Paskan like that, but that's a question why. So in Hilchas Pesach, they have such a discussion. The Gemara says, we discussed it on more than one occasion. Let's say a man is Mekadosh and Isha B'Kesef or B'Shov B'Kesef. So you have to give B'Shov a Pruta's work. So our meaning is, I will give a ring. We Mekadosh B'Shov B'Kesef. B'Shov B'Kesef is Dina K'Kesef. So if you give a ring, it has to be worth at least a Shov Pruta. It's worth a few $100, a ring. Fine. That's a meaning. The Ramah quotes such a meaning from the Zohar. Meaning is, we Mekadosh B'Tabas. So, there's a mission at the end of the second Perkei Kedushin. A man is Mekadosh and Isha with food that's Basa B'Cholov, or Orlok, Lo Yakeret, something that's Asa B'Hanoa, Chometz B'Pesach, Shorat Niskal. And the Mishnah gives you a whole list of Isuri Hanoa, whole list. So the Mishnah says, Einim Kodeshes. So the three different explanations of major Machlokes and the Rishayim, one never explains why. Why is Einim Kodeshes if you Mekadosh and Isha with Isuri Hanoah? So some Rishonim claim that Isuri Hanoah, you can't have ownership. It's Einim Shaloi. Check? Einim Shaloi. So if it's Einim Shaloi, so it doesn't belong, the food that he gives to the Kala. You don't have to give a ring, you can give any Shavu Kesef. But if you're giving Shavu Kesef that doesn't belong to you, because Isuri Hanoah is no bailus, Einim Shaloi, then when you give it to the girl, the Kala is not kind of. There's no bailus. Jewish people can't have a nochrim, can have a bailus on Isuri Hanoah. As far as they're concerned, it's not also Bano. But Jewish people, for whom the thing is also Bano, so they cannot have a bailus. So they say like that. There is no Kiddushi Kesef, because the Isuri Hanoah didn't belong to the husband. Gives it to the Kala, doesn't belong to the Kala. Other Rishonim disagree. They say, Mapitom, why should you say that Isuri Hanoah? There's no bailus, there is bailus, but it's ain't a bishusay. In order to be a full bailam, you have to have shaloya bishusay, you have to have accessibility. So let's say someone stole my behemoth, goes a behemoth, learns yasha bailim, So the Gemara has Rav Gechan and Din Shnei Menim Echadim Hakdishai Zelef Yishayin Shaloi Zelef Yishayin Et Birshusai. Full ownership is if something is Shalcha U Birshuscha. But if I own something and a ganav stole it and I don't have access to it, so true it shali, but say the bishusi, so my bialis is incomplete. So I don't have the ability to be maknet, to be mafket to someone else, to be magdashit. I don't have a full ownership on it. So that's what Diktois likes this sheet. He develops this idea. He says, Yisuri hano arshaloi. He doesn't like that sheet. Yisuri hano, there's no bialis. Why should it be no bialis at ishaloi? But since you're not allowed to sell it, you're not allowed to use it, it's also about no. So even though it's shaloi, but it's any bishusha, you don't have access to it because of the yisur hano. So anything that shalchot any bishuscha, your bialis is incomplete, so you can't be maknet to anybody else. So when I give the yisur hano to the girl, to the kala, so she can't be koine, because it's any bishusha, I'm not a full bialim, that I should be able to be maknet to someone else. This is the second shita. But why if you're Mekadosh, but Yisur HaNo, why is Ainim Mekadosh? So the first sheet is, in Gemara Sukkah, the Gemara says, if you have an Esrik Shal Orlo, the Esrik is also Mano, so it's no good, at least on the first 2 days of Sukkahs, because it's Ainim Shalachem. Why is it Ainim Shalachem? So some Rishonim, so yeah, on Sukkah you have the Ritva. So some Rishonim say, because Ainim Shalai. Others say, no, it is Shalai, but it's Ainim Bishus, so it's not a full Bala. And Rashi always says, no, it is Shaloi, and it is Bishusai, but it's not Shavar Pruta. Why is it not Shavar Pruta? How do you establish the value of something? Let's say a person went through the concentration camps and he had a sitter, and this sitter was what kept him alive. He was saying to him every day, he was davening in the sitter. It's all torn up, and the pages are torn and dirty and everything. And if he would want to sell it, he wouldn't even get a nickel for the sitter. So, but to him, it's priceless, because this is what kept him alive the whole time. So the Nesivos writes in a few places that the shavius of items is always established. What's the going market rate? How much would you be able to make if you'd sell it on the market to someone else? But if it has personal value to me, has sentimental value to me, but it's not valuable to anybody else to sell it on the market, so that's not called shavius. So if you have something that's asabano, something that's asabano, so Rashi says it's not called shabbatuta. That's why it's ainu b'kudesh. It's not because ainu shaloi or ainu b'shusai. It is shaloi, yisrei hano har shaloi, and it is b'shusai. But it's not called shabbatuta because Shabbos says kamu shabbalim kavashuk. How much will you get if you sell it on the market? And you're not allowed to sell it on the market. And others disagree. No, you're not allowed to. But if he goes and he sells it, he'll make a lot of money on it. He sells Orla, he'll sell it to a Nachri. It's a Shabbat Pruta. That's why they give the other explanation, Eina Shalayim, Eina Mishusim. So the Gemara makes a statement, Chometz, on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, after Chatzos, is also Bahano. So if you make Kaddish and Nisha, the Chometz, Mishay Shos, and the Maila, is Eina Mekudeshes. The Kedushin is not Chal. So, some Rishonim say, the Gemara has this in Pesachim and in Balakam, the Gemara says, Shnei Dvarim Eina Bishusa Shalodam. There are two things that are not Bishusa, so you're not a full Bailam. Basan Hakasu Kila Ein Bishusa. So one is Chometz Mishay Shal Salamai. Chometz Eta Chatzais is also Ba'an Noah. That's Eina Bishusa. So some Rishonim say, Eina Bishusa means Eina Shaloi. And the Ktzais doesn't like that. He thinks that Eina B'shusa means Eina B'shusa. Fine. Basan HaKasuki Le'en B'shusa. He says, some Achranim say, how do you violate by Yerov Ha'imase? If it's also Ba'ano, so it's Eina Shaloi. And the Torah says only, Le'yivah L'chacham, it's Le'yivah L'chassar, Shalchoi Yateroi. If the Chametz doesn't belong to me, so then you're not in violation of Yerov Ha'imase. So the Achranim have a Lashon, you have a Kinyan Isa on it. Even though there's no kinyan mamon, because Shnei Dvarim Meinu B'shusa Shalodim, so some Rishonim learned it's Einu Shaloi, or you're not a full Bailam in Shaloi, but it's Einu B'shusa. Asan Akosu Kilei B'shusa, you have a kinyan Isa. So the Achrayim have a whole discussion. You have a person has Chometz, he's not a Shema Mitzvah, and he doesn't sell his chametz, and he dies on Erev Pesach after Chatzai, so he dies in the middle of Pesach, and the children are Shomrei Mitzvah, the children are Bali Tshuva, and they do observe the Din. So the father only had a Kinyan Isser on the chametz, because chametz b'sheishos mal osa b'ano, so tem shaloi, tem shaloi, there's no Kinyan Mammon, there's only a Kinyan Isser. And the Gemara suggested a possibility, maybe we don't accept it. The Gemara there in Gittin suggested a possibility. Yisur la Mari Sinish Libre. Kenyan Isa doesn't go be Yerusha to the children, only Kenyan Mammon. So maybe since the Chametz is also Manoah, the father didn't have a Kenyan Mammon on it. He only had a Kenyan Isa on it. So the question is, when the father dies and the children get the Yerusha of the Chametz, do they have to go burn it immediately because otherwise they'll be in violation of Bal Yerod by Matzei? What do you say? No, the father only had a Kenyan Isa, and Kenyan Isa doesn't go be Yerusha. So therefore, the Yerushim never Yarshin. Kenyan Isa doesn't go be Yerusha, so they don't have to worry about it. So that's the question. That line in the Gemara, Gittim, the Gemara said at one point, Yisur Lamari Sinish Lebrei, if the person had an Ebed Kanaini, and he was Mafke, the Ebed Kanaini, so the Hefke cancels the Kenyan Mammon. And then there was a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel whether the Kenyan Isa remained. So Rab was of the opinion the Kenyan Isa remains. I'm after the Yotzel Acheres, the Hefker Salah, the Kenyan Mammon, but there's still going to be Kenyan Isa. And then there was, at one point, the Gemara said, the Gemara rejects it. So it's a question, why was it rejected? Some Achranim say, this line was not rejected, that the Kenyan Isa doesn't go be Yerusha. So they carry over to Ilchus Pesach also. They say Chametz at Tosa Ba'anoa was Ein Shaloi of the owner, but he's in violation of Bal Yerod by Matzah because he has what we call a Kinyan Isa, and the Kinyan Isa doesn't go to Yerusha. So maybe the Yerushim don't have to run to burn the Chametz. Yeah. So that's a whole discussion in Achren. Yeah. So again, it's again back to this pasuk in Parshas Bo'i. But the Torah says, "V'cholavedish miknas kesef v'malta usaz yachogo." If you don't perform the bismillah on the Eved Kanaini, if you don't perform a bismillah on your Eved Ibik, that's not my responsibility. That's the Eved is Jewish. Let him take care of his own bismillah. The other one is not to prevent him from eating Korban Pesach because he has an Eved Ibik, he's not gimel. But if he has an Eved Kanaini, he's not gimel, so he's not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. And why does it say v'cholavedish? So the Gemara thinks that's ridiculous to darshan ebedish v'la ebedisha. Even if you say that women are not mukhiv and milas habein, and they're not mukhiv and milas ebed either, but they should still be prevented from eating the Korban Pesach. Still be prevented. They still have all their bishusim. Yeah. So the Gemara says, so why is it? Why did you have the extra order of v'chal ebedish? So the Gemara says, it's to tell you the following drosh of v'chal ebedish. Ebedish atamal bal korche, that's the fourth line from the top. And daf mem chesam and aleph and yivonis. So the Tanoi made a drasha. Eberish atamal bal korch vi atamal benish bal korch. What does it mean? If I own an Eber Knaini, so I have the right to be malhim l'shem Eber Knaini, even against his wishes. However, benish, but if he's not my Eber, I take a nochri from the street, a young child or an older person, and I do a bris meal on him, the shem geris, and I push him in a mikveh, so I can't be the gairah person, bal korchan. Yadamal, benish, bal korchan, evidish, if you own an evikneine, you have the right. Tosa says it's not a smart thing to do. It's a stupid thing to do. I'm going to force I have an evikneine, I'm going to force him to become a geir without kabbalah some bitzes, and he doesn't want, it's going to be antagonistic. He's not going to be happy. He's going to make everything trade from the house. It's not going to be a sham sham. Not going to keep kashin. Not going to keep any mitzvah. So it doesn't make any sense. But we're talking theoretically. Can you be malin? And I own him already as an Eved Knaini. They have the right legally to be malin the shame Eved Knaini bal korcha. So that's what this Tana says. He's not recommending you should do it. We wouldn't recommend it. But Eved Ish atamal bal korcha. We atamal ben ish bal korcha. If you have person who's not my Eved, and I want to be mal him, l'shem geris, I cannot force him to become a ger against his wishes. So this was the Gemara, and let's go back to how we started this whole conversation. that there was a long braisa that started on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph and that continued over to the top of Amud Beis. Then the Gemara said about the 13, 15 lines on the top of Mem Zayin Amud Beis, Amamar, they're going line by line, giving running commentary. Again, the Gemara has a running commentary line by line on this braisa. So there was one line of the braisa that when the Nachri converts, he has to be tovel in the mikveh of Memsor, and it says the same way a ger is tovel in the mikveh and is mekabel on mitzvahs, the same applies to an eved shenishtachrer. So the Gemara thought here in the first white line, on Mem Zayin on the base, and the Gemara says, Kosalka Daitach, they thought mistakenly, there was a mistaken Havamina. Kosalka Daitach, Echad Ger, Echad Eben Meshucha, just like a Ger who comes to convert, has to be Toivel in a mikveh, and you need Kabbalah on Mitzvah, so to an Eben Knainish and Ishtachrer, also needs both. Eben Knainin needs a Tfilah Shni. He needed a Tfilah Rishayna when he became an Eben Knaini. When he was Mal B'Tov of the Shem Abiknani, and then he needs a Tefillah Shniyah when he's Nishtachar. That we discussed last week. That was a Machlokes Tosfos in the Rambam, whether the Tefillah Shniyah, when the Eved is Mishtachar, is that the Raisa of the Rabban. Tosfos Sheet that the Mukhi Yosef quoted, we don't have that Tosfos. Mukhi Yosef and Yavamis quotes the Tosfos that the Tefillah Shniyah of the Eved Knani, when he's Nishtachar, is only mid the Rabban. When a third, once you Mishachar him, see, he always had a full Kedush Yisrael. The Rambam holds not so. The Rambam holds that Kanani had a partial Kedush Yisrael with respect to the mitzvah says Shazman Ram, as Dina Kenachri. A woman has the full Kedush Yisrael. She has an exemption. She doesn't have to do mitzvah says Shazman Ram if she doesn't want to. But she has the full Kedush Yisrael. Mashani Kenedi Kanani, according to the Rambam, he has a partial Kedush Yisrael. With respect to the mitzvah says Shazman Ram, he's considered like a Nachri. So let's say a woman wants to volunteer a mitzvah says Shazman Grama. So Ashkenazim follow the Rabbi Natam's opinion that the woman can say a bracha. She could have shown it to be associated with Sivanu on the Tila Slulav, even though the women are Amchuyah, Elisha Basuki, even though the women are Amchuyah to sit in Suki. But if the Ebekneini will want to, so according to the Rambam, it's not the same. Ebekneini, with respect to the mitzvah says Shazman Grama, is Dina Kinoch, he's not Jewish at all. So the Rambam holds that the Tila Shniyah is needed men of Torah after the Eved is Mishtachrer and he wants to gain the full Kedusha Yisrael. He needs a tefillah to be Mala his level of Kedusha, to elevate the level of Kedusha to the full level of a full Yisrael. So again, so the Lashon of the Braisa was this din that a ger has to be tovel in the mikveh applies Echad Ger Echad Eved Meshucher. So the Gemara thought mistakenly, Kosalka Daito, they thought that it means you have to be tovel in the mikveh and you need Kabbalah some mitzvahs. So the Gemara says, Uriminu, we have some Tanaim say that Eved Meshuchar, Eid Sochel Kabbal, all mitzvahs, he doesn't have to be Mekabbalah, there's no need for Kabbalah some mitzvahs. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, it's a Machloikas Tanaim. So the Gemara said, there is a Tana, Reb Shimon ben Elazar, he's not recommending, but he says, when you buy an Eved, when you own an Eved Knaini, you have a right to be the guy or him, Bal Korchai. You can be Matbel him, and then Mikle him, Mal him, the shame Eved Knaini, Bal Korchai. You don't need Kabbalah on mitzvahs, you don't need his consent. And then when you free him, again, you don't need Kabbalah on mitzvahs. You neither need Kabbalah on mitzvahs in the beginning to make him into an Eved Knaini, nor do you to give him a Kedusha as Eved Knaini. If you own him already as an Eved Knaini, you have a right to be Megayer him Bal Korcha. And the other Tanaim would disagree. That's the Machlokes HaTanaim. So the Gemara, so the Gemara gives this presentation in the context of the Parsha of Yevastoya. In the beginning of Parshas Kisetze, we have in the Chumash, Kisei Tzalam Mucham Alei Bech, and the Son Hashem Alkech, of Yadech, of Shavis, of Shivyo, We don't recommend this. The Gemara says, if the Jewish soldier feels that he can't control himself, so then the Torah tells him he should take this Yifas Torah. But the Torah warns us that right after Yifas Torah has the parasha Kisayim Lishtei Noshim, Achas Ahuvah V'Achas Nuvah V'Yoldo Laponim, he's not going to be happy with her. And then there's going to be the parasha of So it's not going to have the wonderful results. We don't recommend a person should take a Yifas Torah. But the parasha has all the dinim of Yifas Torah. So one of the dinim of the Yifas Torah is Yosheb Beisach Bachzer Saviyah Vesima Yerach Yomim. How long is Yerach Yomim? So that's a machloek esat hanoim. But the Yerach Yomim means 30 days. The Yerach Yomim means 90 days. Okay. Machloek esat hanoim. Yeah. You have to have 90 days because of the din of Havchona. You see, there's a comment on the left side margin, right below the Agos Atach, and that Mem Zayin on the days, because they have in brackets, they quote the Kesef Mishnah on Hilchas Melachim. The Gemara has a din, it's only a din with the Rabbanim. If a woman lost a husband, or a woman got divorced from her husband, so she's not allowed to remarry for 92 days, 90 full days, in addition to the day on which the husband died or divorced her, in addition to the day on which he's remarrying. So it's 92 days, 90 full days in between. What's the reason I have to wait 92 days? We want to know who the father, she may deliver a baby later, and we want to know who the father of the baby is. Is it the first husband? Is it the second husband? Let's say the first husband was a kohen. Or not a coin, you want to know who gets the Yerusha. Let's say she was divorced from the first husband, and then she has a baby. So now you can tell by blood type, and you can tell by DNA. But in the days of the Tanaim, there was no way of knowing. So they made a din with the Rabbanon, because we want to know the Yuchsin, to know is it the Benoshal Rishon and Benoshal Sheni, so she's not allowed to remarry for 92 days. What if the woman is already 95 years old and she's not going to have any more babies? Or what if her husband was in prison the last 10 years? He was sitting in prison and he had no visitors. So it can't be that she's pregnant from the first husband. What if she had no shalom bayis? She was sitting there. They were both sitting in prison. And he's 110 years old. And what if it's Afiliyah Beliyah? What if Eliyah? Nobody's going to come and he tells us, Benavu, I know for a fact that the woman is not pregnant. So the Gemara says it's a loy plug rabbon. They made it such a strong din because they wanted to preserve the yuchsin and klal Yisrael. So they made a din that even where he didn't take a pregnancy test, he knows the fairies that the woman is not pregnant. The din is that she's not allowed to marry until tzadik beis. Okay. So then the Gemara has a discussion, and that Tanoim talk about this din the rabbon. The Gemara learns it out from a pasuk, but all the pasukim assume that the pasuk is only an asmachtem in the rabbon. The Rabbanu Shlom tells Avraham Avinu, I want to be the God of the Jewish people and your descendants. Zarcha Acharecha, want to have Zara Miyucha Sachra. We want to know who the father of all the children are, who the parents are. So that's an Asmachta Midi Rabban. So what about if you have a Giyoris? What if a non Jewish woman converts? So the Gemara has a Machlokes. Is there a din of Hapchana there as well? What do you want to know if there's Havchana? You want to know whether she may have a child, she'll marry someone right after she converts, she'll have a baby, and we won't know whether this baby was Hayrosa Shula Bigdusha Baleidosa Bigdusha, or it was Hayrosa Bigdusha Baleidosa Bigdusha. We won't know the full level of the child. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that maybe that's a real din deraisa. Maybe you want to preserve the Yuchsin in Klal Yisrael to know who's. Who is Hayrasa Bigdusha and who's Hayrasa Shala Bigdusha? If the child is anyway going to be Hayrasa Bigdusha, just a question of this the father, that's the father. So that all the poskim in Ebenezer, the Pizchei Chubik puts it in Yeshua, and all the poskim assume that the Nefapan is only the Rabbana. And the child, either way, is going to be Hayrasa Bigdusha Bigdusha. But if it's a toss up, is it Hayrasa Bigdusha, Hayrasa Shala Bigdusha, because the woman was Nizgaya, so there it could be that that's a Dindaraisa. So that's a shaila in the Gemara. Is there a din of Havchana? Do we assume that the woman doesn't just decide the last minute to convert? She must have been thinking about it for a while already. So maybe she was careful to see to it that she shouldn't become pregnant before she converts. So that's a shana nigmar. So we pass them that you do need havchana. There is a din of havchana even by giyuris. The Chalkas Mechaikek, in his commentary on Eben Ezra, raises a suffix, and the Bishmul quotes it from the Chalkas Mechaikek. These are the two commentaries on the right side and left side of the page in Eben Ezra. They raise a suffix, is it a loipluk even by a giyuris or not? Is it a loipluk? Let's say the woman is converting at the age of 95. So we know that she's not pregnant. We know that she's not pregnant. She's too old to have a baby. So they still say that just like by Inesh's Ish, whose husband, after the husband died, we say it's a loiplug afili yavaliyahu. It's a loiplug rabbanon. So do you say over here also it's a loiplug? So that's a sofik in the chalkas mechaykik and the beishmo. It's interesting. The Sri Deyesh has two tshuvas on the topic. One tshuva was written before the war, and one tshuva was written after the war. And the tshuva is different. Why? Because after the war, they started the work on the Oitzer HaPoskim. They made a liquid of all the Achronim on Eben Ezra. So this topic is discussed in the Menchas Chinuch. Menchas Chinuch is, usually you don't look for the Menchas Chinuch for Psak Halacha. You usually look for Lomdash ideas. You open up the world of ideas. So the Menchas Chinuch quotes this topic from the Chalkas Mechaykik and the Beishmuel. Whether the din of Havchana by a Gioris is a loy plug or not. So he brings it off and arrive on the Rambam. The Rambam quotes this din of Yifas Toyer. And he says, Bachsa Sabi Vasima Yerachamin, Yashav Bibesecha. She has to sit in your home, not somewhere. You have to sit, the Yifas Toyer has to sit in your home. You have to shave off her head, so she should look awful. Should be nevel, the Gemara explains over here in the next half. And to try to convince the soldier that he shouldn't marry her. And the soldier knows that for 30 days she wasn't nibble to anybody. There was no man there. And then she should be Megairi after the 30 days. But then the Rambam says he can't marry her for another 2 months because he needs Havchana. So why don't you require 3 months after the Gerus? So the answer is, because for the first month she was living in his home, and he knows that she wasn't with anybody. So he knows that she didn't become pregnant in the first month. So you see, Beferish, that's what the Menchas Chinuch points out. See, Beferish on the Rambam, that's not a loy plug. Whenever you know that during those 30 days she didn't become pregnant, so that can count for the 90 days. You don't say, you always need 92 days, starting pension from the day that the woman converted. But that's why Rav Moshe Feinstein was also medical, that if you have a pregnancy test, sometimes the pregnancy tests are not so reliable, but if you have a good pregnancy test, and it turns out one way or the other, or let's say the woman converts and she's obviously pregnant, so we know that the first baby is going to be Harosa Shalav Yigdusha, or you take a pregnancy test and you know that she is or she's not pregnant, whatever turns out, so you're going to know what the story is. But that's where Rav Moshe was medical. In the tshuvas, in the printed tshuva, he was not medical that much. But Balteh, my father, used to ask these kind of shadows of Rav Moshe. So my father told me that Balteh, Rav Moshe told him a bigger kulas than when he wrote in the Sefer. So the Fastoyer has to wait Havchana also. Fastoyer has to wait Havchana.
The soldier was allowed to live with the Bastora one time, correct?
The soldier is allowed to do what?
The soldier is allowed to sleep with the Bastora the first time, no?
That's a big machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, three different opinions, where the Birishon is Muta Benochri Yusam. That's a big machlokes. He's not allowed to even have Birishon until after everything is all over. Or it's muta. So a different opinion. That's in Kiddushin. In the middle of the first parak, you have the big discussion of the details of the Fastoya. Yeah. Here, we won't be able to finish all the topics here. So I just wanted to discuss a little bit the topic on Mem Ches on the base. But the Gemara quotes the pasuk in Nefesh Ben Amasa BeHager. There's a din of Shvisas Avodim. So there are two dinim. If I have an Eved Kenayni who's more betov l'shem Eved Kenayni and he's chayv the mitzvahs keisha, so then the Rambam holds that it's the Odon's responsibility to see to it that the Eved doesn't do any meloch at all on Shabbos. The Ravid is masing on the Rambam. What is it the Odon's responsibility? The Eved is chayv the mitzvahs keisha. Why is he mechuyav? It's a good question, but that's how the Rambam understood. But what if you had an Eved Kenayni who's not yet Molvet Tova? I bought an Eved from a Nochri, and I own him, and the Eved doesn't want to be chayv in mitzvahs keisha. So I try to convince him that he should be mal. So the Gemara says we allow you to keep him around the house. It's not a smart thing to keep him around the house too long because it's going to make everything treif. He's not going to keep kosher. He's not going to keep Shabbos. It's going to ruin the whole atmosphere in the family. But so if I have an Eved Kenayni who belongs to me, who's loyal b'tavol, is not chayv in mitzvahs keisha. So then the Gemara says, let's see, he's a get toshav. A get toshav is not obligated to observe Shabbos. A lot of bimchal Shabbos befares you. But still, that's a din of shvisas avodim. Since he belongs to me, he's my Eved Kenayni. I have to see to it that he doesn't do any malacha for me. It's a difference. If the Eved Kenayni is more betorba l'shem, Eved Kenayni is chayvim, it's his kisha, then the Rambam holds it's the Odin's responsibility to see to it that the Eved doesn't do any malacha. The Rabbi says, not the Odin's responsibility, the Eved's responsibility. But if the Eved is loy mal betorba, then it's the Odin's responsibility. The Eved can do malacha b'frahesia. The Odin doesn't have to stop him unless he feels uncomfortable. If the Eved is going to turn on television in his home on Shabbos, he's going to do all kinds of malachas on Shabbos, but it's not his responsibility. But the Odin has to see to it that the Eved shouldn't do any malacha for him. Rabbi Shmuel Feinstein has a chiddush, a very questionable chiddush. He says, what if the husband was mekabel Shabbos early? The wife likes that bench licht 20 minutes before the shkia. The husband likes to be mekabel Shabbos an hour before the shkia. So does the husband have to see to it that the wife should not cook any food for him during the time that he was mekabel tosefet Shabbos? So Moshe has a chiddush. He thinks that just like if you own an Eved Kenayni who's lemal betovah, he's not chayv in mitzvahs keisha, but you're not allowed to let him do malacha for you on Shabbos. You can allow him to do malacha mefarsia for himself, but you cannot allow him to do any malacha for you on Shabbos. So too, if you're married and the wife is meshubit, they're abonim, they're shibude, ha'isha la'bal, they're a reciprocal obligation. The husband is meshubit, she put him to the wife, and the wife has she put him to the husband. So one of the shibudim is she has to cook all the food. So the husband has to see to it that the wife shouldn't do malacha for him during his Shabbos. That's a very big chiddush. According to the Ravid, if it's an Eved who's Mavatoval, so the Odon is not mechuyev. The only time you have a din of Shvisas Avodim, the chiyev is on the Odon, is if the Eved is not Mavatoval. But if the Eved is Jewish, then he has his own responsibility. So the Pashto, according to the Ravid, the whole thing doesn't apply. But the Shulchan Aruch Pashto, like the Rambam, that even by an Eved Shemol B'Toval, there's still a din, the Shvisas Avodah. The Odin has the responsibility to speak to it that the Eved shouldn't do any Malach. But then, also, he has the responsibility to see to it the Eved shouldn't do any Malach, and not shouldn't do Malach for him. Shouldn't do any Malach, he shouldn't be Mechal Shabbos. Here, the husband maybe has the responsibility to see to it. His wife shouldn't be Mechal Shabbos, but she wasn't Mechabal Tosefer Shabbos. So not being Mechal Shabbos.
Doesn't the wife have to be Mechal Shabbos when the husband does? She comes back from shul. She's benchlicht when he's Mechabal Shabbos, no?
Not really. The Pashto says not really. The din is if the whole community, there's a Tosefer Shabbos of Yochin and Tosefer Shabbos of the Tzibur. If the whole community was Mekabel, let's say you're in a bungalow colony, And everybody was Mekabel Shabbos early. And one family doesn't want them. So that's not right. If the whole community is, you have 25 families and 24 Mekabel Shabbos early. So the 25th family is Nigrar after the 24th. It's the Sefer Shabbos of the Tzipor. But let's say in the community, let's say in New York City, there are a lot of different shuls. So some of the shuls daven Mekabel Shabbos early, and then sometimes some of them Mekabel Shabbos late. You can't really say the whole community was Mekabel Shabbos to Sefer Shabbos early. No, a lot of shuls were not yet. Many people were not yet Mekabel Shabbos. So the wife, the pashtus, the wife is not nigra. Ramosha assumes the wife is not nigra after the husband over here. The wife can do malacha till it's you have to have a little tosefa Shabbos, but she's not mechuyev to be mekabel Shabbos early just because her husband wants to. But if there has a chiddush that the husband, it's the husband's responsibility, just like if you have an eved kenani shaloi mal the tova, so the Odin has to sit with the Eved, shouldn't do malacha for him on Shabbos, so the husband has to sit with that his wife shouldn't do any malacha for him. She shouldn't cook any food during after the husband's been kavod to serve Shabbos. The wife shouldn't cook any food that he's going to eat on Shabbos. It's a very big chiddush. Moshe has in his chuvas a very big chiddush, and it's really highly questionable whether it's so. See, the Gemara has that comment on the pasuk Laman Yanuach Abducha Bamascha Kamoicha. That's talking about an Eved Oral. He's not Mol the Tov of the Shem Eved Knaini. He's not yet Chayv in Mitzvahs Kiyusha. Let's say he's a. It says VeHager. The Ger shouldn't do Malach either. What kind of a Ger? If it's a Ger Tzedek, that's Lasas Kamalacha Ato. It says in that the gercha shebeshach. So gercha, if it's a ger tzedek, that's ato. Ato includes everybody throughout all the generations. So what does it mean bincha bitecha? The bincha bitecha means children. Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Mechilta. Bincha bitecha means children before bar mitzvah, that the parents have to see to it that the children shouldn't do any malacha for them. Parents have to see to it that the children shouldn't do any malach, even though they're before bar mitzvah. And what does gercha mean? So that goes on a ger toishav. What does that mean? So here there's a strange machlokes Rashi and Tosfos on mem ches on the base. So Rashi says a ger toishav is a nochri who accepted upon himself to observe the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. Rabbi Yosef Engel explains Hesber over here. So the Yachrayim raised an issue. Yes, the Fengel and now the recent Gedolim from 100 years ago. So they raised an issue. What do you mean a Ger Toshav accepts upon himself to observe Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Enoch? All the Ben Enoch, I'm Mechayiv to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Enoch. So what changes because he's Mekabel? So he suggests, he has a whole interpretation, the Abnei Nezah has a whole interpretation that the Gemara increases the Avtesam and Aleph, that Tesis refers to here. The Tesis Memchesam and Bez, the Maschal Zer Ger Toshav. So the Abnei Nezah says, because the Ger Toshav accepted upon himself to observe Sheva Mitzvahs, he should observe all of these Sheva Mitzvahs in a more enhanced form. He should observe the Sheva Mitzvahs with all the Abizrayus to enhance the observance of the Sheva Mitzvahs. So Rashi explains that observance of Shabbos is an Abizrayu of Avodah Zarah, because Machal Shabbos befasit dina ka'ovid Avodah Zarah. One who observes Shabbos demonstrates that he believes in the story of creation. One is Mechal Shabbos, is sort of demonstrating he doesn't believe in the story of creation. So since the Bnei Noach are not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah, and the Ger Toshav accepts upon himself the Sheva Mitzvah is not to observe Avodah Zarah, so he should enhance his observance of not violating Avodah Zarah by not doing Melacha on Shabbos. That's how Rashi learns. So Tosfos says it's a nice idea, but it was rejected. The Gemara increases, rejects it. The Gemara says that Ger Toshav is permitted to do Malach on Shabbos. He's not like Nochri Sheshav as Chayiv Misa. Tosfos quotes from Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Ches. A Nochri is not permitted to observe Shabbos. So there were three versions there in Krisis, Daf Tesam and Al. One version was, a Nochri is not allowed to observe Shabbos like we observe Shabbos. But if he observes Shabbos, like we observe Yom Tov, that would be no problem. So that's rejected. The next Tan is of the opinion that Nochri is not allowed to observe Shabbos the way we observe Yom Tov, but the way we observe Chol HaMoed, he's allowed to observe Shabbos. Then the Gemara says we don't pass like either of the first two Tanah, we pass like the third Tanah, is Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Halachik Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. that the Nachri is not allowed to observe Shabbos even Ki Yisroel B'chol HaMoed. It's also Nachri Shel Shabbos. He's not allowed to. He observes Shabbos Ki Yisroel B'chol. The Nachri is not allowed to observe Shabbos at all. So what does it mean over here? B'nafesh ben amascha b'hager. It goes on a ger toishav. So Tosfos says, no, not that the ger toishav is not allowed to do malach. No, we paskin, the ger toishav does malach Ki Yisroel B'chol. He's not allowed to observe Shabbos at all. But we have a din there, Rabbanan Amirul and Nachri Shavuos. If he asks a Nachri to do malacha for you, that's forbidden with the Rabbanan. So usually we assume called the Tikkun Rabbanan, came the Raisa Tikkun, all the dinim, the Rabbanan, that pattern after dinim, the Raisa. So what is this pattern after? What is Amirul and Nachri? What is it patterned after? So some Rishonim say that it's patterned after Yesh Lichus L'Dvar Avera L'Chumer. Yesh lech ledvar, yesh lech is la'akam lechumer. It's considered as if I sent the Nachri as a shliach to do the malacha for me. And according to Tosfos, it's better than that. No, amira leger toshev is an isa deraisa. If I ask a ger toshev to do malacha for me, Tosfos learns that's what it says in Aseres Adibros. That's an isa deraisa, just like there's a din. Asaskam locha ato odin chaditecho. If I encourage my young children before bar mitzvah, if the children are bar mitzvah already, they're included in Ato. So what does it mean? Bincha bitecha means the children are before bar mitzvah. So that's the din. I'm not allowed to encourage my children before bar mitzvah to do malacha for me. So the same thing, ger toshav, I'm not permitted to ask a ger toshav to do malacha for me. That's an isur deraisa. We have a lot of kulis in Amir Eliakim. Mishum Yishav Eretz Yisrael, so we allow Amir Eliakim. If you buy a field in Eretz Israel, and the only time the Nochri will sell it to you, you buy it up from a Nochri. So the only time they'll sell it is on Shabbos, so you're allowed to violate Amir al-Nochri in order to buy it up from the hands of the Nochri. For Hatzolos Kisri HaKadosh, let's say the shul, there's a fire, and you want to save the Sifrei Torah from getting burned, so you permitted to ask Amir al-Nochri is mutter. What else? The Makam Chodesh HaMisakana, we allow Amir al-Nochri. Mitzvah derabim, we allow Amir al-Nachri to fix the Erev. That's it, the Erev fell down, and for sure someone's going to be Mechal Shabbos. Someone's going to carry, not realizing the Erev is down. So the Chayyad themselves, La'alach, and Mishnah Berurah quotes it, that Amir al-Nachri on a blocha deraisa to drive a truck, and to climb up, and to tie knots, and to do all of the banging nails, to fix the Erev that broke on Shabbos, is muta b'maka mitzvah derabim. So all of these coolers, and Amir Eliakim, the whole list of 10 kulas and Amir Eliakim, all the kulas are on the assumption Amir Eliakim is only the Rabbanan. But if the fellow is a Ger Toshav, then Tosfos says Amir Eliakim is an Issa Deraisa. So the whole institution of Amir Eliakim is called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun. It's a takeoff on the Din Deraisa that Amir Eliakim Ger Toshav is an Issa Deraisa. So the Asad, even if he's not a Ger Toshav, his man Azed, the Pashta says, we don't have any Ger Toshav. The Gemara says in Bob Metzia, and the Raman quotes in La'alach, B'zman she'en ha'yodol no'eg, there's no institution of the Ger Toshav. The Ger Toshav has to declare in the presence of three Yisraelim, you need a bezn of three, just like you need a bezn of three Yisraelim for Geiris, so you need a bezn of three to be mekabel a Ger Toshav. So the Gemara learns out from the pasuk that this whole institution that you can make a Ger Toshav, a bezn of three can be mekabel a Ger Toshav, only works b'zman shah yoivon noig, and b'zman hazeh, there is no yoivon. So Rav Cook, Zohar Lavrocha, had a chiddush of a suggestion in the Het HaMechira. The Het HaMechira was from the 1600s. He's not the one who invented it, but when he moved from Europe, he was appointed the rabbi in Yafo. There's a big Talmud Chacham before him. So the rabbi before him was in charge of the Het HaMechira. So whoever took over that Rabbanus, it was understood that's part of the description of the job, that he has to maintain the Het HaMechira. So Rav Kook introduced certain chumras every 7 years when they make, when you observe Shemitah, so the Rabbanu does the Het HaMechira, so every couple of years they introduce another chumra. So Rav Kook writes in the Sefer Shabbos HaOretz that one of the Rabbanim in his Bezdin in Yafo came up with the following suggestion. There was an objection to the Het HaMechira that there's a pasuk in Chumash that says Lo Sechonim, the Gemara has three levels of interpretation on that pasuk. We assume all three levels of interpretation are a din deraisa. One is Lo Sechonim, Lo Sitlam Chanoya Bekarka. You're not allowed to give ownership to a Nochri in Eretz Yisrael. So you want to avoid violation of Shemitah Derabbanan. The whole Het Mechira only works if you assume that Shemitah Bezman is as only Derabbanan. So you want to avoid violation of Shemitah Derabbanan, and then in order to avoid it, so you violate a Nisa Deraisa of selling the karka to a Nochmi. That's a Nisa Loisachanim. So this is a taina that a few Gedolim had. So many explained why there's no Issa Loisachanim. So Rav Kook quotes one of the Dayanim that he had on his Bezdin in Yafo, suggested instead of selling the land to a Christian, they should sell it to a Muslim. Maybe all the Muslims have a din of a getosha. The getosha means imchayesha bikirbecha, that there's no din of loisachonim. Loisachonim lasitlam chanoi bikarka only applies to other nochri. But if he's a nochri who is a getosha, who is mekabel on himself to observe the shem mitzvahs binenoich, so that's why we call him that by that name, getosha, imchayesha bikirbecha, that the prohibition of loisachonim does not apply. So I, by bizman she'in ayavon, no, you don't have any getosha. So this Tamar Chacham had a suggestion. Maybe it means we're not allowed to convene a Bezdin of three Yisraelim to accept a Nochri as a Ger Toshav. But if you know, we know who the person is. We don't have to accept him. He doesn't have to say he's committing himself. We know the Muslims are monotheists, and they subscribe to the prohibitions of Ritzicha and Eid Menachai. They subscribe to these. And maybe there's no need for Kabbalah's Ger Toshav. Maybe it's as if they're Mekubal V'yomet. So then, so Rav Kook wrote, that was the suggestion. Instead of selling, in the past they used to sell the land and Eretz Yisrael to a Christian. So that was the objection. It's a violation of Lot Sechon. So many Gdolim had a head to explain why it's not a violation of Lot Sechon. Rav Kook had this, one of the Rabbanim had a suggestion. Instead of selling to a Christian, sell to a Muslim. Maybe the Muslims have a din of Ger Toshav is Manazin. I have to have a din of Ger Toshav, so you can never use a Muslim as a Shabbos Goy. Because the Shabbos Goy is based on the assumption that Amir Le'akam is only the Rabbanon, by Chol Hashem B'Sakana Yemekel, and HaKol Chol HaMeitzel Atzina, and if it's cold, then you're afraid you're going to catch a cold. So that's like Chol Hashem B'Sakana. All the Heterim that we have are only Heterim if Amir Le'akam is the Rabbanon. But if you say that all the Muslims have a din like a Ger Toshav, so Amir Le'akam will be the Raisa, the Rav Kook, that's already a fakretched part of the tshuva. So he says, maybe the definition of Ger Toshav for the purpose of Lo Sechonim is not the same definition as Ger Toshav when they get to the din of Ger Chash B'Sharecha. Maybe when they get to Amira Le Ger Toshav, that it's an Issa Deraisa, that goes on the formality of Ger Toshav. Eim HaKabim Ger Toshav is Manchen Yevon Noeg, so the Muslims do not have a din of Ger Toshav. But when they get to the din of Lo Sechonim, that's because but if we know that he subscribes to the Shabbat Mitzvahs Ben Enoch, then you don't have the concern of Penyachtiu Aischali. So that's that part is already a weak part in his tshuva. But this is an important thesis. That thesis understand not like Rashi. Rashi is against the Gemara increases daf test. The Gemara increases comes to the maskana that Aloch is like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that the Ger Toshav is not allowed to enhance his observance of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'Nenech by observing Shabbos. We don't say Mechal Shabbos Dinek Oyver Abedizare, and therefore the Ger Toshav has to observe Shabbos. No, that's rejected. He's not allowed to observe Shabbos even Kisro B'Chol Amoy. He has to do Melocha. But the pasuk that it says Ger Chash B'Sharecha, that goes Amir Le'akum, Amir to Ger Toshav, that's an Issa Deraisa. Amir to a Nochri, that's only the Rabbah. Amir to a Ger Toshav, that'll be an Issa Deraisa. This week is Shabbos Parsha Shlach. Towards the end of Parsha Shlach, we have the mitzvah of Parsha Shchala. A few years ago, we were learning Mishnah Shchala. In this group, we learned for a year. So the din is, when you mach Shchala, you recite a bracha like any mitzvah, kala mitzvahs kulam. So in Chela Gimel Yerideh, you have a discussion, the Mechaber and the Ramah, what is the correct nusach of the broche, and one is Marfish Chalam. So the Mechaber writes, the Loshin is Al Hafrash Astruma. And the Ramah writes, La Hafrash Chalam Eno Isa, Al Hafrash Chalam. So the Bir Agro explains what's the issue. The fact that we refer to Chala as Chala, that's a colloquialism. That's a Yiddishism. That it, in Mishnah is Chala. It's called Chala. But really, in Biblical Hebrew, the word Chala refers to the raw dough. Kein tarimu, what the challah that you take out in biblical Hebrew is called truma. In colloquial Hebrew, it's called hafrashas challah. We don't call it hafrashas truma. So that's a question. The Avudram is a sefer, a running commentary on the Siddur, where he explains the nusach of all of the tefillahs and all the brachas and everything. So the premise of the whole sefer Avudram is that the Anshei Knes HaGdayla, who composed all the brachas and all the tefillahs, their premise, their assumption was, the assumption of the Avudram is that all the brachas should be in biblical Hebrew. So in biblical Hebrew, challah refers to raw dough. So you can't say Allah frashas challah. You should really say Allah frashas truma. So that's the Netziv has a whole essay in his commentary on the Shultis. He disagrees with the whole premise of the Avudram. He has a Gemara regarding Barim Minim Mizanis, the Gemara and Brachas. He thinks that there is no such klal, that Brachas and Tfilas have to be Beloshen Atanach. There's nothing wrong if you say a Bracha in a colloquial Hebrew, in Mishnaic Hebrew, not in a biblical Hebrew. But many do accept the premise of the Avudram. On Shmini Atzeres, there's a big machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. They say, Mashmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh. That's all the Rishonim said, Chag Atzeres Hazeh. We refer to Shmini Atzeres as Chag. And the Ramah quotes the argument that in biblical Hebrew, the word Chag only applies to a holiday when you're mechuyev to bring a korban chagiga. So Shmini Atzeres, you're not mechuyev to bring a chagiga. You can still bring chagiga as tashlum and fesukas. But you can't bring it. There's no chagiga for Shmini Atzeres b'fnei atzmai. So that's why there are more things. You shouldn't say Yom Hashmini Chag Atzeres. You should say Yom Hashmini Atzeres Hazeh. Or the Marshal says you should say Yom Hashmini Atzeres HaChag Hazeh. The Atzeres of Chag HaSukkah. Sukkah is a Chag. But you really shouldn't refer to Shmini Atzeres as a Chag. So that's a big machlekes over there. So the Taz quotes the Maharal Prague that the brachas and the tefillahs are supposed to be in biblical Hebrew. In a biblical Hebrew, Shmini Atzeres is never referred to as a chag. In Mishnayis, in the Torah, it says if a person takes a neder, he won't eat potato chips till after the chag. It means till after Shmini Atzeres. Because in Losh Shmini Adam, Shmini Atzeres is referred to as a chag. We refer to Hanukkah as chag Ha'orim. We refer to Purim as chag Purim. So in Losh Shmini Adam, any holiday, even Hanukkah and Purim is a chag. But in biblical Hebrew, Chag is only a Yom Tov when you bring a Korban Chagiga. And the Vilna Gaon thinks, like the Maharal Prague, they think that the Avudram's premise is correct, that the brachas and the tefillah should all be recited in biblical Hebrew. That's a big machlokes. Okay, tonight will be the last shiur for this season, and everyone should be healthy over the summer, and we'll resume after the summer is over. Everyone should be well.
Thank you. Good summer.
Enjoy the summer. Enjoy the
Thank you.
Thank you, Rebbe.
A wonderful
Thank
summer.
Thank you.
Have a good summer.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Very good.
Enjoy Tannersville.
Thank you.